Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right, it's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, for our listeners that are tuning in, starting their day in a positive way, we have two doctors that are going to be talking about an estimated 1 million Americans will develop shingles each year. This is not good. And, of course, why adults 50 and older should ask about their risk, especially for this season that we are heading into. And of course, joining me is Dr. Leonard Friedland. He is MD, Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs, and of course, of Health and GSK Vaccines. And then Dr. Stacy Zaluda, and she is the Pharmacy, PharmD, and a BCA CP, Director of Clinical Operations. And of course, as the holidays, why is it connected to the holidays? Are we just noticing it more? What's the thought on that? And let's start with you, Dr. Friedland.
Yeah. So with regards to the holidays, and then I'll get to actually what shingles is in just a moment. This is a time of year where people tend to be in grocery stores, in pharmacies, doing other things. There's a pharmacy associated, with Walmart, for example. And also people may be at the pharmacy because they may be looking to get their influenza vaccine. And so while you're having a discussion about influenza, which is a vaccine preventable disease, you can have discussions about other vaccine preventable diseases like shingles. So let's start with actually, but what is shingles?
And I was just going to ask you, what is shingles? Yeah. How long does it last? And how does it affect 50 years and older?
Absolutely. I'll cover all three of those things. So shingles is a disease that's characterized with a painful blistering rash. And it's caused by the reactivation of a virus called the varicella zoster virus. And that virus is the same virus that causes chickenpox. When we get chickenpox or exposed to chickenpox at a young age, the virus can go dormant inside our bodies, essentially go to sleep, and it can reactivate, wake up as we age. But before we get to why that occurs, I just want to talk a bit more about this painful blistering rash, because that painful blistering rash can also be a very painful experience. And it's one that can absolutely disrupt our lives. You asked for how long. It can that disruption, that pain, can last for weeks, for multiple weeks. And at times it can last even longer in certain cases. So why does this virus reactivate, and why are we focused in on 50 years of age and older? It's because our immune systems naturally weaken as we age. It's not something that we can control. It's a natural phenomenon, and our immune systems weaken as we get older. And starting at around age 50, this puts us at risk for developing shingles, because as our immune systems weaken, that virus can wake up and can cause this painful blistering condition, which we call shingles, especially in people 50 years of age and older.
My mother-in-law actually had it so bad that she still has residual pain in the side of her face and ear. Oh my God, it was excruciating for her, and I've never seen her be in so much pain. And I really think it almost took her down. Thank God she's 90 now, and this was like even 7 months ago. So she's finally, but it's brutal. So Dr. Zaluda, talk to us about what steps can adults 50 and older take to protect themselves from shingles?
Yeah, absolutely. So knowing who is at risk is that important first step. So 99% of adults 50 years and older already have the virus that causes shingles inside their body, although not all of them will develop shingles. And while age is the most important risk factor, there are other health conditions like heart disease, diabetes is a big one, COPD or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, chronic kidney disease, and asthma. All of those have been associated with an increased risk of shingles. So if you're 50 years and older, particularly if you have any of those health conditions, I'd encourage you to talk to your pharmacist about your specific risk and about prevention.
Interesting. Dr. Friedland, what are some common misconceptions people have about shingles?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm glad you asked about that, because there are a number of common misconceptions. So let's talk about what they are. The first is that shingles is only a disease of older adults. And that's not true. It's a disease that we are concerned about for adults 50 years of age and older. So even if you feel young and healthy, you're still at risk for shingles if you're 50 years of age and older. And specifically for adults 50 and older, one in three will develop a case of shingles in the course of your lifetime. So one in three adults over age 50 will develop a case of shingles. Another misconception is,
Wow.
well, it's just not common, you know? It's just not common. Well, 1
It is
million
common,
new
right?
cases,
Yeah.
right? You mentioned this. 1 million new cases every year are estimated to occur in the United States. And so, just like you know somebody close to you who's had a case of shingles, with 1 million new cases every year, most of us are likely to know somebody who's been affected by shingles.
And how contagious are they? Let's talk about that,
So,
Dr. Friedland.
the issue of contagion is not the focus here. The focus is that 99% of all adults in the United States over the age of 50 have evidence that this virus is already inside our bodies. It's gone to sleep, but
Gotcha.
it can reactivate. And so when it reactivates, it can cause this painful blistering rash. And the key driver for reactivation is advancing age, starting at age 50 and then getting older, plus also people with underlying certain medical conditions, which were mentioned, such as COPD, asthma, heart disease, kidney disease, and diabetes, place people at increased risk for cases of shingles.
Wow, this is super important. Dr. Zaluda, let me ask you a question. Why is it the holiday season a good time to check in with, your Walmart pharmacist about vaccine preventable diseases?
Yeah, so the holiday season is a very busy season, right? A lot of people are out there shopping for gifts, getting ready for family gatherings, and running last-minute errands, right? So if you're running a last-minute errand at Walmart, we do have a pharmacy. Our pharmacist is there to speak to you, especially if you're 50 years and older, about vaccine-preventable diseases like shingles. And again, that holiday season is just such a hectic time, but taking a moment now to have the conversation with your pharmacist is a good way to prioritize your health heading into the new year.
Wow, okay, very, very important. And of course, again, Dr. Friedland, where should people 50 and older go to learn more about this?
Well, the best place for people to anybody to go about their health is to speak with their a healthcare provider, including pharmacist. And so take advantage if you're in the pharmacy or if you're in a grocery store that or a store like Walmart that has a pharmacy to walk on back and speak with the pharmacist. Appointments are not needed. But in addition to that, of course, at Walmart, there's a website and an app to get information about vaccine preventable diseases and the vaccines that are potentially available after discussion with the healthcare provider, the pharmacist, if it's right for you. And in addition, we've developed a website. It's easyvax.com, EASYVAX.com. And on this website, you can put in your zip code and it will tell you what pharmacies are available in the area that you're looking for, what vaccines are available. And then if you want to, you can even make an appointment and then you can go have that conversation because the most important thing that drives medical decisions are that conversation with the healthcare provider, including the pharmacist.
I love it. And Dr. Saluda, last thing. One, I mean, the pharmacy makes it so convenient for people as they're shopping, they can make sure they're taking care of themselves. So can you just tell us, like Dr. Friedland just said, just put your zip code in there, but is there a waiting or how do you make an appointment ahead of time? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so you can just walk in. No appointment is necessary, but you can book an appointment in advance as well at walmart.com or in the Walmart app. Just go to the pharmacy section.
Wow, really good information. And again, thank you so much for sharing it here on my show. Of course, the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. Dr. Friedland and Dr. Zaluda, is there anything we missed that we need to share? Any other precautions or anything?
I would just highlight once again that now is the time to protect yourself against vaccine preventable diseases like shingles. So take the opportunity before the holiday season to have that opportunity for a discussion and then make the informed healthcare choice for yourself.
Yeah, an ounce
Great.
of
And Dr.
prevention is
Zaluda.
worth a pound of cure, right?
There you go. That old saying never goes away, right? I love it. Happy holidays to both of you. Stay well. And again, thank you so much. I look forward to having you back again.
Thank
Happy
you.
holidays, Kim.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this: having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. It's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Good morning and thank you so much for joining us here. And of course, joining us for our listeners that are tuning in, we have Dr. Priya Frayne. And we're going to be talking a little bit about, it's interesting, right, menopause and, of course, heart disease. And heart disease is the leading cause of death for women. And the risk keeps rising and, of course, significantly after menopause. And, of course, research shows hormonal changes during this time can directly affect the heart health. Welcome and thank you so much for being here. These are so important messages that we really need to get out. And so, again, if you could share a little bit about yourself and then we'll find out what women need to do.
Sure, of course. Thanks for having me, Kim. I'm Dr. Priya Frayne, cardiologist and director of the Women's Heart Care Program here at Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute.
And you are located in Northwestern, or where is it?
We're at Northwestern University in Chicago, Illinois.
In Chicago. Okay, great. And so, first of all, how is that I guess our bodies change so much, right, that it affects our heart health? And can you explain a little bit more about that?
Sure, of course. So menopause marks a real turning point for women's hearts. Let me start by zooming out just a bit beyond menopause. A couple of key statistics to bring scope to this conversation. So heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States. One in three deaths in women is due to heart disease. And a lot of people don't even know that. So when we did a survey of United States women and asked, what are you most likely to die from? Less than half of people identified that the answer was heart disease. A lot of people think the answer is cancer, but women are 10 times more likely to die of heart disease than of breast cancer. So there's a huge need for conversations like this and spreading awareness and strategies for getting ahead of heart disease in women. And now coming back to menopause, menopause is really a time where cardiovascular disease or heart disease can accelerate. And that's because, you know, menopause is defined as the ovaries stopping producing estrogen. And as, you know, prior to that, estrogen has protective effects on the heart. So as the estrogen declines, there are many things that can happen downstream that I'm happy to get into further that will set the heart up to live in a more risky environment.
Wow. And is there anything that we could do to prevent this, or how does that work?
Yes, of course. Prevention is really powerful here. So first, what are the things that are happening specifically? You know, as estrogen declines, the arteries stiffen, the blood cholesterol profiles worsen. So LDL cholesterol and apolipoprotein B, bad cholesterols, increase by up to 20% in just a few years before and after menopause. Blood pressures go up. Metabolism slows down so that women are more likely to gain weight and the body fat shifts to the belly. And all of these things are sort of that risky environment that I'm talking about. So what can you do to lower that risk, you ask? Well, the first and most important thing is to know your numbers. So women are often focused, appropriately so, because they don't feel well. They're often focused on the symptoms of menopause, the hot flashes, night sweats, sleep disturbances. And of course, those deserve attention and treatment when warranted. But these things I'm talking about are usually happening silently in the background of all the other obvious things happening during menopause. And they can accumulate and progress over the course of the next several decades without coming to clinical, you know, attention until decades down the road when you might have a heart attack or heart failure. So it takes 30, 40 years of accumulation of these risk factors to lead to an actual event or heart attack that someone will feel. And so, you know, rewinding back to menopause, where silently these numbers are changing for the worse, knowing your numbers is super important. So every woman should know your blood pressure, know your cholesterol profile, know your blood sugar, know your waist circumference, know what the ideal numbers are for all of these numbers, and then have a proactive conversation with your doctor about how to close that gap if there's a gap there, because you can't fix what you don't measure.
Correct, correct. And, I've shared this publicly, but I had a heart attack 2 months ago. I was absolutely, thank God, in my heart, my cardiologist, because I was having pains down my left arm and in my chest every time I walked up a hill. And so luckily I went in, and literally when I was doing my stress test, I had it. He was like, tap out right now. You're having a heart attack. We're taking you to the hospital. And, you know, so many people, I shared this on social network really to help people. I haven't shared it on my radio, but I think it's an appropriate time since we're talking about it. And it was so scary. And thank God I was there in the right place, but not a lot of women are. And so I didn't know any of this, but now I've changed everything. My doctor is like on me, like no tomorrow. And so it's so important.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And I'm so glad that you're doing okay and that you were able to get the attention you deserve quickly for your heart disease. You're absolutely right that there's so many things that we can do proactively at any time. It's never too early. It's never too late to modify our that I'm sure, you know, you've spoken about in detail, but, you know, there's basic things like cardiovascular exercise, moving your body most days of the week, and including both cardiovascular and strength training for women around menopause, given the loss of muscle mass that happens as the estrogen declines. You know, eating a Mediterranean style diet with a plant focus, lean proteins, less processed foods, avoiding tobacco, of course. And then, like you mentioned, you know, being proactive about getting symptoms addressed. So a lot of times, especially around menopause, women are feeling so many different things that they kind of brush it off and say, this must just be one of the things that happens at menopause. I've been, you know, I don't know what it feels like, but this must be menopause. But if it doesn't feel right, then you should really seek treatment and an evaluation.
Yes, I agree. Let me ask you, what about diet? Okay, I mean, those extra pounds that are weighing on your body and weighing on your
heart, right? It's a big deal.
It's a big deal what we feed our bodies. You know, I always say, eat for your heart. And that includes, you know, cook most foods at home if you can, because then you know exactly what you're putting into your foods. Cook with olive oil or canola oil, not with coconut oil, which is not good for heart health. Eat lots of vegetables in different forms. You know, when you have your lean proteins, chicken, fish, turkey, make sure you don't eat the skin and it's not fried. Have whole grains. A handful of tree nuts a day is good for the heart, but have them unsalted. And, you know, you mentioned weight as well. There's, of course, you know, it's not a simple solution, weight management, but ultimately weight is calories in, calories out. So making sure you're being mindful of both directions of, you know, healthful dietary approaches to heart disease prevention and cardiovascular exercise that ultimately will help balance weight.
I love that. What's the most important steps? Because sodium is the biggest thing that he talked to me about, my doctor. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, so sodium is very important when it comes to blood pressure management. So you can think that water follows salt into the blood vessels. And if you have too much salt, you're going to have too much water in a way in the blood vessels, which will increase blood pressure. And so some people are salt sensitive and their blood pressures can vary dramatically when they have saltier days of foods. You know, we often see people come in for heart failure exacerbations the day after a Chinese dinner meal because there's a lot, you know, a takeout meal or a fried chicken meal because there's so much sodium that comes with that. But in day-to-day eating, there's a lot of sneaky forms of sodium in what we eat. So even in, you know, breads and bagels and soups and broths and canned vegetables, luckily nowadays there's a lot of low sodium options. So just getting smart about what are your goals for sodium and how can you know what sodium you're putting in the body is important. You know, when you're cooking, helping the palate get used to less sodium and more other flavors is really just a sort of practiced approach. And ultimately foods should, you know, you want to make it a goal where your foods taste too salty because you've gotten so used to a low.
And you wouldn't believe if you start looking at all of the ingredients, how they either have sugar or salt in them. And it's like, you wouldn't even think, like you said, bread, the simplest thing is, you know, so I love this. Again, we need to talk about this way more. I think it's so important, especially after what I have experienced. And of course, Dr. Priya, Framie, where do we find out more information about this? And I would love you to come back again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. You know, if we really look for it, there's tons of information about this. It's just not talked about enough. So a good place for people to start is with their own healthcare team. You know, engage in a conversation with your primary care doctor, others about mapping out your cardiovascular risk factors for you and considering any additional. We have lots of tools in our toolkit for diagnosis and treatment of heart disease. So mapping out what you might need and when's the right time to escalate therapy beyond lifestyle that we've talked about. You can visit trust other resources. You can visit things like American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign. And then seek out local women's heart care programs as well. You know, here at Northwestern Medicine, we have our women's heart care program. We see hundreds of patients per year who have either heart diseases specific for women or heart disease risk factors, like what we're talking about. And our goal is really to help women lead longer, healthier, heart disease-free lives. And there are, you know, lots of programs like that around the country as well.
I love it. Well, again, thank you so much for sharing that here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And again, happy holidays. And for all our women out there, please make yourself first on the list. So many times women take care of everybody else and kind of forget themselves. So again, thank you so much.
Good reminder for the men in the audience, too, to learn about this so that they can help support the women and the loved ones in their lives.
I love it. You got it. All right. Well, again, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone. Download our podcast. And I look forward to talking with you again. But great message.
Thank you. Take care.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday, receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm very good, too. Thank you. And thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we've got Sarah McFarlane joining us. She's a spokesperson for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. We're talking about PETA. And of course, we're talking about cats. And I had my cats for 19 years. Can you believe that? And we never let them go outside because there were so many coyotes and stuff like that. But I know we're going to talk a little bit about the dangers cats face when they're allowed to go outside, right, and be outdoors. And talk to us.
Yeah, definitely. So we are just reminding everybody that our cats depend on us to keep them safe, you know, and every moment a cat is allowed to roam outside unattended, they face potentially deadly risks. So speeding cars, diseases, parasites, and shockingly, even attacks from cruel people. So letting cats outside unattended, it's really like playing Russian roulette with their lives. And that's why the safest place for cats is always indoors.
Right. Now, what about like cats that love to be outside? Okay. Like, you know, I mean, there's cats that are always trying to find a way out. What do you do then?
Well, definitely being careful. Of course, it can happen, you know, even when we keep cats inside, sometimes they can get out. So just being extra vigilant, of course, with whenever you open a door, whenever you're in the garage, making sure the door to your home is closed, because even if a cat is trying to get out, they might see a bird outside or something like that. They are domesticated animals. You know, it's a very, being outdoors is very unsafe for them. So it really is our responsibility to keep them safe. Inside, it's the best place for them to be.
There you go. And now, what about keeping their nails or not keeping their nails? Is that something that we should talk about?
Definitely, yes. Declawing is a really, really serious issue. It's not, some people think that declawing is like trimming a cat's nails. Trimming is a good thing. That's maintenance, that's upkeep and grooming. But declawing, right, this is actually the equivalent of us having a finger cut off. It's an actual amputation. Yeah, it's a mutilation for the cat. And the thing is, it's of course extremely painful. It results in deformities and lifelong pain. And it also results in lifelong emotional trauma for the cat, because when they have claws for a reason, you know, their claws are to defend themselves, and also they scratch, and right. that's enriching for them. And they have that instinct to scratch things on the scratch post. And when they're not able to do that, they're not able to meet that instinct. And me personally, I have a cat, Mr. Lowry, who I adopted a few years ago, and his first guardian had him declawed, and he has significant emotional issues because of the declawing. And I took him to the vet, and the vet said, all of this is because he's declawed. He's very scared. He's terrified of my other two cats, who they don't attack him, but he's terrified of being around them. I have to keep them separated. Mm-hmm. He has severe separation anxiety from me. There are ways I have to like calm him down and everything. And so, and that's, the vet said it's all because he was declawed.
Right. Cats have such a unique personality, because I have dogs and had cats. And they're very independent, but they're very loving at the same time. I love the way cats kind of act, you know? So what are some of the ways that we can, you know, like, I guess, learn if you've never had a cat? I mean, cats are really cool, and they're, you know, they could be left alone for a while, as long as there's food and water and all that stuff, kind of roam your own home and all that. What's the best way to care for our cats?
Well, if you just go to PETA.org and you search caring for cats, we have all kinds of great tips, all kinds of information about who cats are, what their different meows mean, what purring means, what the little biscuits that they make with their hands, what that means. And we have all kinds of great tips for building like an enriched and fulfilling indoor environment for them. So that can be something as big as a catio, which is really cool. And that's a way that animals can interact with the outside, but still remaining in their home. Or just building a nice cozy room for them with a scratching post and toys and everything they need. So PETA.org, and then you search caring for cats, and we've got all the information.
There you go. Sarah, have you heard of all these cat cafes now? What's your thought on those?
Yes, the cat cafes, we've seen those popping up around the country. And I think when you, if they're run like a shelter, I think they can be really great for the community. And I know a lot of times the cat cafes, they'll take in animals or cats who are having trouble being adopted at the local shelter. So that gives them more exposure to the community, which is awesome. I just think as long as the cats are being supervised and they're not being overwhelmed with guests, and it's done in a way that's respectful to the cats, and it's making sure that, you know, people are respecting them and their privacy. And I think it's a really good way to get more exposure for cats who need homes.
Yeah, I do too. I've never been in one, but I think that I'm like, that's interesting. Yeah. Now, what about TNR? What does that mean?
So TNR, this means trap, neuter, release. These are programs that, it's exactly what it sounds like. They round up homeless animals, spay and neuter them, which is great. We 100% support mandatory spay and neuter legislation. But the problem with TNR is that after being spayed and neutered, these animals are just released back outside. And whether they're homeless or part of a family, all cats are domesticated. And they depend on humans for their food and their water, their shelter, and their veterinary care. So when these TNR programs, after they spay and neuter these animals, really TNR means for them trap, neuter, and reabandon, because they're just put back outside and they're guaranteed these short, miserable lives outdoors. And when cats are released outdoors, they suffer from dehydration, starvation, parasites, upper respiratory infections, and they don't have access to veterinary care. So they're just left outside to suffer from these illnesses. And typically they suffer very slow and painful deaths because of that. And also something to keep in mind is if a cat isn't a victim, a cat is a predator. So on average, cats outdoors kill 250 birds and other animals every single year. So that's why PETA does not support TNR programs. It's not the solution for homeless cats.
Got it. Again, Sarah, thank you for sharing all this. And how do my listeners find out more about everything that we just talked about?
So our website, PETA.org, we have all kinds of information about the dangers, more dangers that outdoor cats are facing outdoors. We also have information on the homeless crisis, because an estimated 70 to 80 million homeless dogs and cats are in this country alone. So we have all kinds of information for how you can get involved, how you can help animals. And of course, PETA.org and search Caring for Cats. We've got all the information to give your cat the most fulfilled life inside.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. And thank you. Thanks again for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us. And of course, we all know that knowledge is highlighting the importance of complete testing for kidney disease. And joining me is Dr. Charles Vega, and of course, primary care physician and director UC Irvine's program in medical education and Latino community, and Thelma, two-time kidney transplant recipient and mother of twin boys. Wow. Everything comes in two with you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
There you go. Well, welcome and thank you so much for being here. Let's start with you, Dr. Vega. Tell us a little bit about exactly chronic kidney disease.
Yeah, so chronic kidney disease affects about 35 million U.S. adults, so it's a very common condition, yet up to 90% of those patients don't know they have chronic kidney disease, or CKD. So that's why we're here, is to really to raise awareness. The earlier we can identify CKD, it not only promotes better kidney outcomes, preventing dialysis or transplant, but it prevents cardiovascular outcomes like heart attack and stroke. So we have to understand that chronic kidney disease is not just a risk for the kidneys, it raises heart disease risk as well. And so it's very important to identify it early, because we have treatments that can make a difference over time.
I love that. Okay. And who is at risk?
So two-thirds of patients with CKD, bless you, in the United States have either diabetes or hypertension. So diabetes and hypertension accounts for about two-thirds of cases of CKD in the U.S. But that means one-third don't have diabetes or hypertension. So if you have a family history of CKD, or if you have existing cardiovascular disease, you need not one but two tests. You need a urine test and a blood test. So when we talk about it takes two, it takes a patient and a clinician working together, so two people, and it takes a urine test and a blood test to accurately identify CKD, and that's going to lead to better health outcomes over time.
Okay, tell us about the Takes Two campaign then.
Oh, sure. So that's why we're here, is to raise awareness in partnership with Boehringer Ingelheim and Lilly. And we're really focused on just making sure that patients are their own best advocates, and that they're going to their clinicians armed with information. Go to testyourkidneys.com, that's testyourkidneys.com, and there you can evaluate your own cardiovascular and CKD risk. And it gives you some talking points for your clinician as well. And so, I think there's a lot of great resources, but it does take bringing it up with your clinician. Sometimes that will spur both the blood and the urine testing that's needed.
Interesting. And Thelma, how did you find out you have CKD?
Well, it actually had taken about a decade before I realized that I had CKD or was diagnosed. When I went to the doctor with flu-like symptoms, they did a dipstick test in my urine, and that's not supposed to be there. And then a biopsy was done to show that I had a rare kidney disease. But when I first went with fatigue and swelling, they pushed that off to another condition. And that's why people have to understand that kidney disease can sometimes be a silent killer. And once I was diagnosed, I'm now living with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, because everything is interconnected with your cardiovascular kidney metabolic conditions. That is what chronic kidney disease does. It affects your whole body.
Wow. And what advice would you give to people at risk with this?
My advice to anyone at risk with chronic kidney disease is to please partner with your doctor. That is why we're here talking about this Boots on the Ground campaign, It Takes Two, because it takes a partnership with your doctor, but it takes you having the courage to ask your doctor for the two tests. That's a blood test and a urine test. The urine test can give you an idea of what's actually going on with your kidneys, but it also gives you baseline on your risk for cardiovascular disease as well. I want you to understand that knowledge is power, and that's why we have a website called testyourkidneys.com for you to go to that website to get information so that you can empower yourself to become a true stakeholder in your health, because that's what it's about, advocating and partnering with your doctor because you want to live your best life.
I love that. And Thelma, what was there any symptoms that you had that you can share?
The symptoms was swelling in my hands and it was fatigue. But as I said, oftentimes those type of symptoms are pushed off to other conditions, and that unfortunately is what happened to me. And that's unfortunately what happens to a lot of people. And that's why we say kidney disease can be a silent killer. And that's why it's so important to get ahead of this and request the testing. What does it take to just say, hey, I'm concerned about my kidneys, doctor, can you please do a blood test and a urine test to get a baseline? So advocate for yourself, go to testyourkidneys.com, wealth of knowledge and information, but empower yourself to become true stakeholders.
I love it. And thank you so much for being here, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And of course, Dr. Vega, what is the takeaway that we want our audience and our listeners to really remember?
Well, I really hope that, Thelma and her story resonates. She's such a powerful change agent. So you shouldn't feel intimidated in talking to your clinicians about this. So really, we're here to listen to you, to serve you. And so ask about your kidney risk. And, many times you might turns out, we do need to do a blood and a urine test. And you'll be better off for doing so because, again, early detection yields better outcomes over time.
I love that. And where can my listeners go and find out more information?
Absolutely. Testyourkidneys.com.
All right. I just checked on it, and wow, nice, really good information there. Again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And we appreciate both of you sharing your story. And of course, Dr. Vega really sharing this important information. It takes a village.
It does.
Thank you.
It does. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For our listeners that are just tuning in, we've got Commissioner Merle Heatwall, and he's going to be discussing the Salvation Army's commitment to providing service, love, and joy to those in need this holiday and beyond. And, of course, Commissioner, thank you so much for being here. And, of course, giving with joy this holiday season, the annual Red Kettle campaign. It really assists families in need year round. So it's not really just the holidays, correct?
That's correct. That the Salvation Army provides services throughout the year, whether that's rent and utility assistance, whether that's food assistance, shelters, addiction recovery programs, all of those opportunities, after-school programs, recreational facilities. Those are all ways that we provide services in communities across the country. And in Los Angeles area in particular, last year, over 8.5 million meals were provided and 120,000 Christmas toys and gifts. And so we really look for ways that we can serve the local communities.
Wow, how lovely. That really is great. And just to start off with, I want to give the information on how people can be a part of this and get support.
Sure. There are a number of ways that people can get involved. That, of course, our Kettle campaign, we have 24,000 locations across the country. And if someone particularly wants to get involved in volunteering to be a bell ringer this Christmas season, they can go to registertoring.com. If they want to give a donation, they can do that right at the kettle, either through a cash donation, or we have the various options through a QR code that you can do Google Pay, Apple Pay, Venmo, PayPal. All of those are available. And then if you can't make it to a kettle location, that you can go to our website at salvationarmyusa.org and provide a donation there. And the wonderful thing is, whether it's through a kettle or an online donation, all of those donations support the work of the local community where that donor lives, so they can be assured that they are giving with joy to make a difference in the lives of their neighbors, of their friends within the local community.
Commissioner, that is so, I love that. That really stands out to me, the biggest thing. Now, what if people need support and they're not able to donate at this time? Where do they go for that?
If they need support, again, they can go to our website, salvationarmyusa.org, and they can find the Salvation Army Center that's closest to their home, and they can contact them to see what opportunities there are to receive support during this Christmas season. Obviously, across the country during the Christmas season in particular, there would be the opportunity to have food baskets, to have opportunities to be adopted as an angel at one of our Angel Tree locations, at Walmarts and other stores throughout the communities, and that their children then would be able to receive a special gift or clothing at Christmas time. And that makes such an impact on the lives of any young person to have that opportunity to know that someone cared about them this Christmas season.
I love that. I get so many calls and so many social, postings of people asking me where to go and how they can get help. And so I'm definitely going to suggest the SalvationArmyUSA.org. Can you tell us about the Red Kettle campaign and why it's important, especially this year?
Well, it's one of the things that has become an iconic tradition for the Salvation Army here in the United States. Over 135 years that we've been doing this campaign. And this year in particular, it's so important because with all of the things happening within our country right now, people have become overly stressed and overwhelmed of how are they going to meet their basic needs. We've seen an increase of 20 to 25% in requests that we're receiving. Over the past year, there's been an 18% increase in homelessness. And we know that there are 18 million families who face food insecurity. And so as they look at the Christmas season, they have to look at what are they going to do to provide for their family this year. And that's sometimes a really hard call in choosing between giving or taking care of the basic needs of food and shelter for their family.
Right, paying your bills or having food on the table, exactly, right?
That's great. And we've shown that as people give, the quality of living not just improves for those receiving, but also for the giver themselves.
100%. I love that. Yeah. Okay. And so I just want to say this again. I know we talked about this, but how the Salvation Army meets needs of the local communities beyond the holidays. One, if you're giving at all the stores or grocery stores, you see them out there, you know that it's going to stay in your neighborhood. But what other things are they doing beyond the holidays?
Well, again, we try to tailor our services to the needs of that local community. And so in many places, we would be providing rent and utility assistance. We would be providing food assistance. We, in many places, would have after-school programs for young people, other types of recreational programs to help young people have an opportunity to do something when they're not in school that will give them just opportunities to grow and develop. And so there are any number of ways that we are providing support through shelter programs, through addiction recovery programs. All of those are things that, again, are tailored to what is needed within that local community.
I love it. And again, where can people donate besides the a physical Red Kettle location?
Well, the place that they can go is to salvationarmyusa.org, and that then gives them the opportunity to make a financial contribution, but it also tells them about other opportunities within their local community where they might be able to get involved throughout the year in volunteering and helping to support their neighbors within their local community.
Right. And Commissioner, let me ask you a question. How long is this? How long has the Salvation Army been around?
Well, the Salvation Army has been around for 160 years now, that it was started in 1865 in London, England, by William and Catherine Booth, and it quickly spread around the world, and we are now serving in 134 different countries around the world.
Wow, incredible, incredible. I love this. I mean, it's obviously just, it's grown, and there's so much need for it. Again, happy holidays to you, and thank you so much for sharing that here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. Where can my listeners one more time get additional information or support, and how, and they can support, of course, local Salvation Army?
Well, again, the best place for them to go is to our website, salvationarmyusa.org. They can give a donation there. They can find out about what's happening in their local community. They can find opportunities to volunteer. And most importantly, we want to give everyone the opportunity this Christmas season to give with joy and have an opportunity to make a difference, not only in the lives of those that they would be helping, but also to have that paid back in their own heart, the generosity that they're providing and the joy that will fill their life.
And I want to mention one other thing really quick, is that you can also do it through Apple Pay. You can do it Google Pay, PayPal, Venmo. I mean, you know, there's so many ways that you can, and any little bit helps, correct?
That's correct. That at all of our kettle locations, they will see a QR code. And so they can use any of those means to make that donation. And again, although it sometimes seems like a very small amount going into the kettle, when you look at that collectively across the country, we raise $100 million during the Christmas season to support not just our Christmas efforts, but the Salvation Army's ministry throughout the year.
I love it. Again, Commissioner Merle Heatwall, thank you so much. I appreciate your time and I appreciate your help.
Well, thank you, Kim, and I hope that you have a wonderful holiday season as well.
Thank you, and you too. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you again for joining us here on my radio show, The Kim Pagano Show. I want to let you know that I appreciate all of you for always tuning in with us. And I hope that you had an incredible Thanksgiving with your family. And of course, this is Thanksgiving weekend. And I hope that you got some value out of each one of my guests. I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And today's is work to improve yourself, not prove yourself. And again, I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.